Grace and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. The Apostle Paul says, "Now you are the body of Christ and individually members of it." 25 years ago last month, I boarded a train and headed out with five other college graduates that I did not know from around the country to live for a year with the Lutheran Volunteer Corps. The six of us, as I said, didn't know each other before we arrived. We hadn't seen our house, didn't exactly know what we were doing for the year, but we were held together by a mission statement, a willingness for meaningful work, and a forgiving spirit, all things needed as you live together in a home. And one of the first things we got to do when we moved into our house was give the house a name. One of my housemates had lived in Africa while she was in college, and she learned this word, Ubuntu, which means, "I am because we are." We thought it was a great description of what our lives would hopefully look like that year. We didn't live with much money. We had different gifts, and we all needed to depend on each other to make the year work. And so we went with that as our name. In our own little way, I feel like we were experiencing what I believe the Apostle Paul was writing about in his letter to the Corinthian church that Pastor Dixon just read. Nobody is more important than another. And yet each of us is extremely valuable for the functioning of the body. We come together not to make ourselves stand out, but to notice our gifts and how they unite to enhance the greatness of the whole. We contribute all of who we are, no more, no less. We don't compare, but appreciate the multifaceted nature and depth that proclaims Christ in all we do from day to day. Now, that is not easy in a culture that is consciously and subconsciously telling us that we are valued based on what we do, what we wear, what we're good at, what we own, what we've achieved, what we drive. You get the picture, you know what I'm talking about. And in that way, we are no different from the Corinthian church. Corinth was a happening place, a major trade city in the first century, and it drew people from all over the world, from different regions, different ethnicities, different walks of life. And they would rank each other, much like we do, whether we do it consciously or not, and they'd give greater honor to those who they deemed had greater gifts. And this particular valuing system and the particular circumstance which the Apostle Paul is writing to, the Corinthian church was actually ranking spiritual gifts as well. So things that were virtuous, things that were intended to build up the body of Christ, they were thinking some gifts were better than others and trying to jockey themselves for position within the church. But the Apostle Paul brings them back to the gospel, which turns human nature's inclinations upside down. The gospel of Jesus Christ makes clear that there is no ranking in Christ's body. But if you are inclined to rank things, your ranking scale is tipped on its head. In the very first chapter in his letter to the Corinthians, Paul writes this. He says, "The message about the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing. But to us who are being saved, it is the power of God." And you hear Jesus say over and over in the Gospels, "The first shall be last, the last shall be first." And in today's passage, the most vulnerable parts, Paul says, are to be treated with the most respect. The parts that are often taken for granted are essential. And the parts that suffer cause the entire body to suffer. A few years ago, sociologist Brené Brown hit our culture with a bang when she gave a TED talk called "The Power of Vulnerability." Her message about the value of vulnerability directly challenged the culture of perfectionism with which we live. The culture propagated by social media and human insecurities. She explains how shame and fear of vulnerability actually hold us back from experiencing true connection with one another. We think we're going to be liked and appreciated if we prove our worth, if we have the right things or excel at our duties. But the truth is, love and connection, she found in her research, are known in vulnerable places. Which is why Paul makes clear that the parts of the body with the least amount of status should receive the most honor. A functioning body happens when we don't have to prove ourselves, but instead appreciate the gifts God has given. We are the body of Christ when we live as the person God created us to be, the people God created us to be. So I entered this Lutheran Volunteer Corps house, and my social service placement was in the L'Arche community, which I have talked probably ad nauseum about. It's a faith-based community formed around relationships between people with and without intellectual disabilities. And like I had done with any other endeavor up until that point in my life, I tried to be really good at it. I went to the book or to the library before I ever set out on that train and got all sorts of books to read up about how to work with my friends with Down syndrome or cerebral palsy or whatever it is, to get lots of head knowledge so that I could be just the best at what I was setting out to do. It wasn't until I got there, however, that I realized that none of the reading in the world, none of what I was striving to achieve or be acknowledged for, none of my previous accomplishments of what I had done in high school or college or anything until that point meant a thing to anyone in that community. Trying to prove myself didn't connect me with anyone. The one thing that my friends in Seattle wanted to know was the answer to the question, do you love me? And that transformed my life. In fact, it's what propelled me to go to seminary because it's the message I believe every human being needs to hear and know and trust deeply. Because our lives are not our own. To dominate or conquer goals or others, our lives are not meant to prove our value. Our lives are meant to trust our value, that we have been uniquely and irreplaceably made in Christ's image. We are connected to one another as members of one body, the body of Christ. And because we're a body, we work in relationship with each other. We're not meant to compete with each other. We're created to love each other so we can function in just the way we are made. My dad used to always have a line, and I'm going to make you like listen carefully to this because it might take a moment to pick it up. But he would always say to me, Becca, your nose is made to smell and your feet are made to run, not the other way around. God has created you to be you, and you are created to be in relationship with each other. That's your call as the body of Christ, to love one another and live together. At my last church, my youth director would talk to our youth group every year about what it means to be the body of Christ and how it would help their lives immensely if they could just live into this. Learn to love, learn to live together. And she talked about that early Sunday school class thing that we used to learn when we were really little about the church. You put your hands together like this, you know? And she would say, here's the church, here's the steeple, open the doors, see all the people. And she said there was a Sunday school class where a girl showed up to class and she had a broken arm and the teacher said, all right, let's close our class with here's the church, here's the steeple. And a little boy that was sitting next to her noticed, obviously, she was only going to have one arm to do this with. So he took his opposite arm that was going with the one that was not broken of hers, and together they made that little hand motion. This is the church. This is the steeple. Open the doors and see all the people. Simple illustration, I know, but one that I will never forget. Because that's exactly what we're called to do. When one person is ailing, we step in and show them the contributions they can still make. When one person is feeling undervalued, we lift them up. When we ourselves feel we are not enough, we trust that God has created us to be just who we are created to be. Now, you are the body of Christ and individually members of it. You are the church. Thanks be to God. Amen.